Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. You may be a genius, and you don't even know it. While you may not qualify for membership in the Mensa Society, whose members have an IQ of 130 and above, I believe you're a genius. In fact, my definition of genius is the same as Thomas Edison had an IQ of 140. Edison said once, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration." If you've got inspiration with motivation and you're willing to put up with a lot of perspiration, then our book, you're a genius. Allow us to give you 7 reasons why you're a genius. Number one, your DNA. Your DNA. You're a child of the Most High God. You're a child of a king. You're the offspring of the master of the universe, the creator of heaven and earth and all it contains. According to the scripture, you were made in his image and after his likeness.
You can't get much better than that. Genesis 1 verse 26 says, Genesis 1:26, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And God said, let us make lejeune in our image, after our likeness."
How about this? "And God said, let us make Yvette in our image and after our likeness," because yesterday was her birthday.
Well, praise the Lord.
Happy birthday, Yvette. But personalize it for you. "And God said, let us make Jonathan in our image after our likeness. Let us make Denise in our image and after our likeness." Get a hold of it. Personalize that. Our genealogies include Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all multimillionaires. Our genealogy also includes Solomon, the wisest man of all times. Our status, our standing, our DNA is further confirmed through Galatians 3:29.
In Galatians 3, verse 29, it says, "And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right, baby. Number two, your mind. Your mind. If you're a Christian, even an imperfect Christian, and I haven't met, truthfully, many of the other kind,
or even any of the other kinds. But anyway.
That's true. But if you're a Christian, you have the mind of Christ. We're not making this up to make you feel good. It's in the Word of God.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 2:16. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ."
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Sadly, honey, there are way too many believers who sell themselves short because they feel they're not smart enough. That's just not the case if you believe the Word of God. Mm. You have the mind of Christ, and that makes you one of the smartest people around. Now, whether or not you use that mind, well, that's another question. Our prayer is that the mind of Christ would function fully and freely in you in every moment of the day. We trust that's your prayer too.
Number three, your common sense. If you're a genius, but you lack ability to understand and communicate with people who aren't, your success in life will be limited. We happen to think that people who demonstrate common sense on every level of life are really, in fact, the real geniuses.
It's true.
Common sense is defined by dictionary.com as sound, practical judgment that is independent of specialized knowledge or training. What's the origin of all wisdom and common sense? It tells us in Proverbs 2, verse 6 in the Contemporary English Version, "All wisdom comes from the Lord, and so do common sense and understanding." God is no respecter of persons. What he gives to one, he gives to all. It's all right there for you. The difference is what we choose to do with what we have been given. In Proverbs 3:13 in the Contemporary English Version, it says, God blesses everyone who has wisdom and common sense. The scripture is quite clear, honey.
Yes, it is.
God expects us to use common sense. In Luke 12:57 in the Message Bible, it says, you don't have to be a genius to understand these things. Just use your common sense. When we're obedient to his direction, using common sense, we'll be successful. And in Proverbs 8:14 in the New Living Translation, it says, common sense and success belong to me. Insight and strength are mine.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Number four, your inspiration. Do you have anybody in your life that inspires you? Perhaps a parent, a teacher, a coach, best friend, business associate, or someone that is in ministry? My fine wife, Beth, being number one, she always inspires me. Grace, dignity, wisdom, and spiritual balance. You didn't know I was going to say that, did you?
No, I didn't.
Now, my parents have also been a source of inspiration.
Amen.
As they taught me I can operate and live without limitation. Now, we realize that some are not fortunate enough to have a loving spouse or a highly supportive parents. But everybody has a constant source of inspiration, one that's never wavered, never comes and goes, has been rock steady, and even before you made him the Lord of your life.
That's right. John 1:14 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And the word Christ became flesh, human, incarnate, and tabernacle, fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us. And he goes on to say in 2 Timothy, the Lord says to us, 2 Timothy 3:16-17, very important words. Words we need to take down. I know you've heard them before, but think on this. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We need to study 2 Timothy 3:16-17.
Number five, your commitment. Your commitment. Some years ago, I remember hearing the story of the chicken and the pig. Seems the pig and a chicken were walking down the road. The chicken says, hey, pig, I'm thinking we should open a restaurant. The pig replies, maybe. What will we serve? The chicken responds, how about ham and eggs? The pig thinks for a moment, says, no thanks. You'd only have to be involved, but I'd have to be totally committed. God wants us focused on and totally committed to the instructions in his word.
Philippians 3:15-16 in the Message Bible says, so let's keep focused on that goal, those of us who want everything God has for us. If any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You'll see it yet. Now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it.
You know, that's an interesting question for us to ask ourselves today. Are we totally committed to the things of God?
That's a good question.
Are we totally committed to doing what he's called us to do?
Wow.
Are we totally committed to seeking previously unknown opportunities and tapping into previously unused potential? Think about it. Number six, your preparation. Your preparation. I personally think the greatest definition of genius was offered by Vince Lombardi, the legendary coach of the Green Bay Packers. He said, and I've quoted this many times, plan your work and work your plan. God likes it when we plan our work and work our plan of commitment to his kingdom.
Proverbs 21, 5 is the New Living Translation. Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity. But hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. So the scriptures, you know, through these scriptures, let's put it that way, we can see where planning and preparing is important to God. And if it's important to God, then it needs to be important to us. Joshua 7, verse 13 in the New Living Translation says, get up, command the people to purify themselves in preparation for tomorrow. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Hidden among you, O Israel, are things set apart for the Lord. You will never defeat your enemies until you remove these things from among you.
Part of our daily preparation should be to sanctify ourselves, consecrate, and yes, prepare ourselves for what lies ahead. Dr. Robert Shuler, an amazing pastor and an author, once said, spectacular achievement is always preceded by unspectacular preparation.
That's true. Preparation time is never wasted time.
That's right.
Our preparation needs to be blended with expectation, too. As it said in Joshua 3, 5, for tomorrow Jehovah will do wonders among you.
You know, honey, a part of preparation is planning. And we encourage people, you know, remember the teaching, 7 things to do before you go to bed at night. Have your plan for tomorrow, what your priorities are, what you're going to do. Because we can tell you for a fact, if you don't plan for the day will have a plan for you. Mm. Number 7, your perspiration. Thomas Edison, the inventor, whom we quoted him earlier, but Edison also said, being busy does not always mean real work. The project of all work is production or accomplishment. And to either of these ends, there must be forethought, system, planning, intelligence, and honest purpose, as well as perspiration. Seeming to do is not doing.
So true in Genesis 3:19. It says, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it thou wast taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return.
Sweat equity came into being as a result of the sins of Adam and Eve. If you want to eat, to provide for your family, to succeed, you'll need to sweat. When we work hard, we perspire. When we're under pressure, we sweat. Napoleon Hill once said, patience, persistence, and perspiration make an unbeatable combination for success. We think that you possess these 7 qualities required to be a genius.
Amen.
And you know what really makes you a genius? If you follow God, obeying his every instruction, that makes you a true genius.
And you know, another thing, honey, is, and I think this is extremely important for Christians, and that is the fact that there's a difference between looking righteous and being righteous.
That's very true and very good.
We can look good to everybody around us, but is the Lord convinced? So we need to do those things which are pleasing in his sight and not just to make us look good around others and make them think that we're the Christian we say we are.
That's very good. Very good. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to heraldherring.com at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we'll ever ask.
And until tomorrow morning. I'm taking your line from
you. You got it, baby. Till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern. God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.